Discover God's purpose for your life as you listen to the words of Prophet Jones Kosina, founder and senior pastor of God's Haven Ministries, the Terra Church. Prophet Jones focuses on training, equipping, and empowering individuals to discover, develop, and maximize your God-given gifts and purpose. And now, listen to this message by Prophet Jones Kosina.
Just lift up your two hands. Just begin to thank him that, Lord, I thank you for my life. I thank you that you are here. I thank you that you are here to bless me. Just lift up your voice and begin to thank him. Begin to bless him for his faithfulness. Begin to thank him. Rabahatala broshekabaya. Ramahatala broshekala brandabaya. Rabaha talabrando shekalabranda ya. Shakabranda labro shekalabranda. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you praise. We give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Please be seated. I want to beckon on those who are watching us online. I want you to stay glued because God is going to be a blessing unto you. So, you are in church. You are in church. So, just, I can see all of you. So, you should just stay tuned. Whatever blessing that we are receiving here, you are also going to receive the same in the name of Jesus. This morning, I want to talk about how you can grow as a person, or if you like, as a Christian. How you can grow as a Christian. Don't you want to grow? Don't you want to grow? Last week, I spent time to talk about how the church can grow numerically. True or not true? Because we understand that the church must grow. The church must grow in size, in numbers. Amen. But this morning, I am going to talk about how you can grow. Because it is dangerous, it will be dangerous when the church is growing and the individuals are not growing. I'm saying that it's dangerous. For the church to grow in size and the individuals that makes the church are not growing. And I want to believe that in this our time, much concentration has been given to the church growing in size, and less concentration is given to the individual's growth. But a false balance is an abomination. We should be able to strike the balance. As the church is growing, the individuals also must grow. That is why anytime you see a church that has grown and the members are not growing, you see all manner of, if you like, evil taking place in the church. You see commotion. You see backbiting. You see fight. Eh? Yeah. It's at the resource of the individuals not growing. So this morning, we are going to look at how you and I can grow or continue to grow. So that the church will be a place to enjoy. Amen. Amen. For one to enjoy church is when the people are growing. Everybody, what's going to say? It's a say a sorry no, a benini, a tumpono. Na obia ni beji. Na a chase. Ankrankre. A nini. Are you listening to me? Ah. I just translated it to G. And there are areas that every Christian must grow. Amen? And we are going to look at some of the areas that every Christian must grow into. Do you want to know? I want to try whether I can give you about four of them. You know, it depending on how time will allow me. Because we must grow, isn't it? One time, a friend sent me an audio message. And then it has to do with a prophecy that the Lord gave him to give to me. And then he said, the Lord says, we shouldn't just concentrate on numerical growth, but also the individual growth of the people. And he said, many have neglected the growth of the individual and they are concentrating on the numbers. And he says, prophets, the Lord is saying that you should be very careful so that you will not concentrate on just the size, but rather you should concentrate also on the individual growth. And the person is not in this country. The person is far away. And then he sent the audio. And when I listened to it, I could tell that indeed God was speaking to me. Amen? So this morning, for me to know, for God to know that I am indeed working with his prophecy. Because I'm a prophet, but I believe in prophecy. When you give me prophecy. Yeah, there's some prophets, you can't prophesy to them. You can't prophesy to them. But me, I'm a man who gives prophecy and a man who receives prophecy. You understand? Yeah. Because when I give you prophecy, I expect that you respect that prophecy. And walk in that prophecy is the same thing when somebody says, "That says the Lord." That says the Lord. Because I can tell a fake prophet, prophecy and then a correct prophecy. So the moment you say, "That says the Lord," my antenna is also open. I want to check whether indeed what you are saying is from the Lord. But this one, I believe, is from the Lord. Amen. So I'm talking about how to grow. How you can grow as a Christian. Amen. And we are going to look at the areas that one must grow. And the first area that every Christian must fight to grow has to do with the mind. You have to grow in your mind. There are many Christians who are not strong in mind. So every wind of doctrine carries them away. That is why the church is what it is today. We have many people in the body of Christ who have chicken brain. In other words, small brain. They can't think. And they don't want to think. But look at what the Bible says. I want to prove to you that you need to grow. Don't you think that you need to grow in your mind? Hello, hello. Don't you think that you need to grow in your mind? 3 John 2. Watch it. 3 John 2. This message will bless you. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Did you see that? I wish above all things that you will do what? Be in good health, even as thy soul also prospers. The soul comprises with three things. Three things makes the soul. Three things makes the soul. Your mind, your will, your emotions. Come on, let's go together. Say your mind. Say my will. Say my emotion. These three makes the soul. So when we are talking about the soul, if you want to understand the soul, then you have to understand these three dimensions that makes the soul. I'm taking my time today. I'm teaching. Amen. So, Brother John is saying that I wish above all things, you know, that you may be in good health, even as thy soul prospers, which means that the mind must be fruitful. The mind should be what? Fruitful. The mind should be active. The mind also should grow. I believe in dealing with demons and dealing with witches and wizards. But ladies and gentlemen, as a Christian, don't spend too much time, dealing with these witches and wizards, but spend time to grow your mind. Because when you grow your mind, you'll be able to contend against all these spirit entities. Because they speak to us. They release information to your mind, and then it goes to your will. That's where the decisions are taken, to process. And then the emotion executes. Hello? I'm teaching. Whatever good that you have done, it passed through these three dimensions. You receive a thought. The will process it. And then the emotion says, yes, I will do it. Then he executes it. Whatever bad you have done on this earth, it also passed through these three dimensions. No, it won't pass anywhere. It will pass through. So when the devil wants to get you, when the devil wants to finish you, he will still bring a thought. That is why in the Garden of Eden, he went to Eve. And it says, did God say you should eat from this tree? It's speaking to what? The mind. Yeah. Some theologians believe that it wasn't really a snake. That the snake was the... You see, you human beings, and then snake comes to you. Eh? And then is there, and then you are also watching. Hello? Is it the Bible describe him as a serpent? Eh? Does not really make him a serpent. He has an attribute of a serpent. Are you here? As a baby, I will be who would you say, oh no, is it? The devil is always talking to you. So he came to Eve, and then Eve was just listening to him. And he succeeded. So he processed it. She processed it. And then said, no, I have to execute it. And then he ate it. And then he went to Adam. And then also spoke to Adam. The same process. You see, the devil has entered her. And then the devil started speaking. The devil didn't speak directly to Adam, but through the wife. Hello? Yeah. So it's not everything that you have to take. When your wife suggests to you, my wife says, I should eat. If you know it's not good, it's not good. Please shut up. It's not good. Hello? Yeah, because sometimes wives can give bad counsel. No. Yeah. Don't talk to this person. Don't talk to this person. Don't talk to that person. Why? Don't talk to. Why shouldn't I talk to? Hello? So at the end of the day, they spoil relationship. Are you here? So you, the man that they are talking to, don't talk to this, don't talk to me, don't talk to me. You have to process it. And then say, no, I will talk. Be very careful that you are not replaced. I will talk. Are you here? Because there are three dimensions. The devil may come directly, or he may use somebody. I'm preaching. I'm talking about how you can grow as a Christian. And one of the areas that every Christian must grow is the mind. Say the mind. Say the mind. Come on, shout it. Say the mind. Come on, shout it again. Say the mind. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. 23, verse 7. Look at it. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, says he to thee. But his heart is not with thee. Hey! Tale onale supporter. Asuma betrayer. His heart is not with thee at all. You see, listen, this mind there. You see, how can I tell that this person is against me? How would I know? The person is smiling. The person is smiling. Hey! I'm telling you, it's dangerous. For as he thinketh in his heart, he's talking about a soul. He's talking about the mind. As he thinketh, you are what you are today by reason of your thinking. You behave in a certain way because of the way you think. Can I say something that maybe it will shock you or it will not shock you? You are poor because of the way you think. Because you think that witches and wizards are taking your riches. And there is no way you can have it. Sit well. Sit well. Amen? There is somebody in your family who is sitting somewhere and doing you. So you can't, like, there's nothing you can do. You can't. You see, that is why you are not moving forward. All the people who have prospered, you think that they don't have witches and wizards in their families? Hello? You think that they don't have enemies, but they are able to, they've been able to prosper. True or not true? Even their witches and wizards are more serious. They are on fire more than yours, but they are prospering. I want to show you something. Look at the scriptures that I'm quoting. The first one is, I wish that your soul, your mind will also grow. Do you have other versions that we can look at? Then you look at it. You see that, I mean, You have to grow. You have to grow. You have to grow. What are we looking at? No. Go there. Go there. You have to get me more versions. You understand? Yeah. So that you can look at it. Okay, you understand that. You see, the mind controls everything of yours. That is why the Bible says, guide your heart with all diligence. Look at it. Guide your heart. Go to Proverbs. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it comes the issues of life. Where are you? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Life comes out of your heart, your soul, your mind, what you think about. Bad life comes out of your soul. Good life comes out of your soul. I wish I can stay here and then, you know, it will be cool, isn't it? I'm telling you, that is the problem of the church. That is why they can just manipulate you that, look, when you go to the market, there's no COVID. When you go to the mall, there's no COVID. When you go to, Pojimo can hear Jimo, there's no COVID. But when you come to church, you will catch COVID. It's a mind game. I would prefer coming to church that, look at the way we are sitting. Do you sit in Mokola like that? Hello? Do you sit in Mokola like this? No. Yeah. But places that people don't want to go nowadays is the church. It's because they have made you to believe that your pastors are not responsible. But the one who is selling the tomatoes and you don't know the process that the tomatoes have gone through, you comfortably go and purchase. On your way, you just bite. You know, just to enjoy. Are you here? I'm teaching how we can grow. I say how we can grow. Yeah. If I succeed as a shepherd and to get you to grow in your mind, there will be peace and harmony in the church. Yeah. The backbiting and whatever that is happening in the church, in the body of Christ, is at the result of lack of growth. Growth in the mind. I'm teaching. Yeah. When there is a matter, we don't take time to even process it. Think about it. Why is this thing true? Is it me, when somebody is even saying that and then it's not true, I can just put two and two together, then I realize that, Charlie, you are a liar. Yeah. I don't need to even go and ask the other person. I will not take it. Yes. Even if it's true, why are you saying it at this time? That didn't happen 5 years ago. You see, why are you saying it at this time? I won't take it. When you were chopping the love, you didn't tell anybody. Now that there's misunderstanding, small misunderstanding, you want the whole world to know that this person is bad. And I won't take it. That's me. That is why I don't get sick. Because this, my mind cannot take nonsense. And will not want to process nonsense. There are a lot of sick people in the church. It's like the result of what they think about every day. Church, I'm teaching. Permit me if I'm not jumping. But I'm teaching. No, I can't jump. Messages that is, you don't jump. Amen? So there is a need for the church to grow in mind. It's a guide it. Guide it. Protect it. Shield it. Because that is where life comes from. That's where life comes from. Yeah. I believe I can make it. Hello? Whether I have parents or not, I can make it. Hello? It's a mindset. Hello? Oh, you see, my father and mother died when I was 20 years. And so what? That is why, you see, things are not going well with me. It's because you have decided that things should not go well with you. But there are other people too that are in the same category in which you are, but they are making it. Are you here? You always want your mother to breastfeed you when you are even 30. It's a mindset. I say it's a mindset. Take me to Romans chapter 8, verse 6. You see, the mind needs to grow. Are you here? Yeah, it needs to grow. Look at it. For to be carnally minded is dead. Did you see that? It says if you are not growing in your thinking, you will die. If you are not growing in your thinking, you will do what? You will die. You want to die? You want to die? For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. I'm teaching. Life and what? Peace. You want peace? Grow in your mind. Yeah. Trouble comes when you are not growing. You see, there are certain information. I won't allow it to destabilize my life. You see, because I have to choose to let it go to the second level. Then I'm processing it. No. Ewa jini mwa mekum, mekum, o mekum, me yiwa tuwache. Me njene humbim. Yes. Because if I start thinking about it, it will spoil my day. So, look, me njene humbim, o pesa me njene humbim, me njene humbim, me yiwa tuwache, unye important. Are you here? Because my Bible tells me that if I think, if I become carnal, if I'm not growing in mind, I will die. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life. Voila. Life. Time will not permit me to talk about life. Look, we have life and we have life. Good life. It comes by what you think about. What are you thinking about? Even as you are sitting here right now, what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? Finish preaching early. Let me go to Omutu special. What are you thinking about? Omutu joint. You want to do justice to Omutu? Yes. Hey! I'm preaching. Did you see that? Let me just read and then we'll go to the next verse. You'll see something there. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Go ahead. Verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. If you are not growing in your mind, in your thinking, you will fight God. There are a lot of people in the church who are fighting God because of lack of growth in their mind. Yes. I'm solving your problem for you. Yes, I'm solving your problem for you. The reason why people rise up against church and everything that has to do with church is because they are not growing spiritually in mind. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. But what's it, bro, from what I say? It can't. Ontimi mbre no wase. Yeah. People want, look. Say, Obi, nini wana jidwa. Rintia siye wichri. Yes. Rintia siye wichri. Yeah. That is said, this gentleman who was working with, dating a certain lady. You see, the lady is very pretty. And they were going out and all that. And then the man said, they were having a discussion, and the man said, you are too materialistic. You are too materialistic. And then the lady got angry. And then me pam material. Me pay material. Me entirely ni aye already made. Who catch him say me pay material? Who entirely me say? And then the man says, "Charlie, we mean timinene njene. Mean timinene njene. They be there will be fight. Look at just this simple. English. I mean, you are fighting me. You are fighting me. And Omujai. Because if somebody is not growing in mind, in his thinking or her thinking, look, the person can fight you 24/7. Yeah. I hear you gone home. So I tell every husband, teach your wife. Teach. Say teach. Teach. Come on, say teach.
Teach.
Yes. When I met my wife, when we were even courting, I started teaching her about ministry. About ministry. Yeah. Yeah. And I said, look, I'm for everyone. I'm for everyone. So you have to know how to comport yourself when people are coming to me. Don't say, only na kasa chedo. Kora. There be. Kasa ni bo ha che. You understand? Yes. I don't want to assume that she knows. Even onimukram esem chedo. Yes. Are you going home? Even when we got married, I was still teaching her. Yes. I was teaching her. She has her master's. I don't have my master's. I teach her. She's doing her doctorate. I don't have a doctorate. I teach her. Are you here going home? If you don't want to clap this one, we clap. If you don't want to clap, clap. Hello? Have to be intimidated that the person has this. No, I know some things you don't know. I want to teach you. I'm teaching you. I'm the man in this union. I'm the one. Eh? Yeah. 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 Commander in chief. Are you here? You got home. I'm teaching. I taught, you know. So I was working in the bank. I wasn't working in a bank. I'm a pastor. But I said, I still have to teach you. Yes. You can't intimidate me with your banking, whatever. Are you here? Yeah. Does it comport herself well in the church? Hello. Does it comport herself well in the church? She has been taught. Clap for her. Amen. If you leave them like that, they'll spoil your church for you. I said they'll do what? Yeah. Elegia. I'm teaching. I'm teaching to all the young pastors, their wives that are coming. Teach them. Don't be afraid of their hips. Don't be afraid of their nice shape. Teach them. Other than that, they will spoil your ministry for you. One day, they will spoil your ministry for you. I'm teaching. I thought you'd be clapping. I mean, amen. Is it a blessing? Am I blessing you? Yeah. Amen. Are you here? Yeah. Those of you who have married, teach your wife. Teach them. Because, you see, you are programming the mind. You are psyching the mind. Teach them. Be a teacher. Yeah, the lady can be speaking Queen's English. Please, use the
any dialect that you are comfortable with, teach. Teach her. Are you here? This is a wrong love. It's a wrong love. I have done this for this person. I have done this thing for this person. What has the person done for you? And then take your decision. Hello? Oh, church, am I teaching? The ladies, are you here? I've taken this person to school. I've done this thing. I've given this person scholarship. I've done this. I've done that. And the person has never given you anything. The last time when I checked, even your birthday, he fought with you because he didn't want you to come and be asking for birthday gifts. The men are quiet. It's a nice strategy of men. Every man that's not Junimu, if he doesn't want to, he will fight. You know, 2 days after, and listen, to the birthday, you are fighting. So no gifts. The gift, after the birthday, the gift has expired. We are thinking about something else. And he will promise you Valentine. Yes. Don't worry, this one, because we're fighting, Valentine, they will celebrate it. The Valentine to you will fight. The man who knows what I'm talking about. Come on, clap your hands and give me praise. Are you here? Yeah. Not as I will, but your will. So your mind, your decision, you have, you see, this is how you have to do. You always have to process it well. Let it go through scrutiny. Yeah. When somebody tells you that, look, your pastor is an occultist. Hello? Let it go through scrutiny. Can an occultist preach the way he's preaching? Hello? In his house, everybody goes everywhere. I don't have a secret room. Hello? But occults have secret rooms. Hello? Yeah. I've never said that, my wife, this month is not good, so go to other room. Go and stay there after 1 week, come. You know what I'm talking about. No. Whether Kotoko people are playing soccer or not, they're inside. Are you here? Oh, you are. Come on, clap your hands and give him praise. The mind must process things. Don't just take things. You see, so somebody will be in the church, you know, then the person has left church. You see, you didn't process well. Are you here? Yeah. Process the thing well. Yeah. If the Spirit of God is in that place, does he exalt Jesus? Does he exalt God? Or he exalts himself? You see, there are things that you can just put two and two together and you know that this thing. You don't need to even pray and see visions. Just grow in your thinking. Just grow in your decision making. You'll get it right in life. I said, I'm teaching. Are you here? Yeah. He said something about a brother to you, you know,
like you are angry at him. No, no, no. Me, I'm not angry at anybody. Me. No, 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 no. I'm not angry. You see, when I'm angry at you, I'll ask you. Yeah. I'll ask you. Amen. I'll let you know that I'm angry at you. Are you listening to me? If I've not asked you, I'm not angry at you. Feel free around me. If I'm angry at you, I'll ask you. I'll talk to you about it. That I'm not happy with you at all. Are you here?
Yeah.
When the church grows in his decision, the decisions that we take, I'm telling you, I don't understand why some people take decisions and then they want to, a woman, you want to be 35 before you marry. Wrong decision. You have forgotten that your expiring date is very limited. A woman latest 25. Hello? Yes. You should be settling down and start making babies. And he said, you know, decision, say decision.
I'm building my career. I'm building my career. Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Say wrong decision.
Career can be built at any time.
You can go to school at any time, but you cannot give birth at any time. True or not true? Can't you go to school? Recently, 70 years old graduated from the tertiary. Hello? Yeah. I'm teaching. Yes. And SHS, 50-something years. DHS, yeah. 50-something years. Yeah. Although he was making a lot of mistakes on the radio. But at least, okay, school, okay. You see, you have to make right decision. At this point, I should concentrate on my books. At this point, I should be seeing somebody. At this point, I should be making babies. At this point, I should be able to have some businesses that is running for me. Decision. Are you here? The decision you took that you want to follow that, excuse me, said useless guy who is not taking you anywhere is just building castles in the air. I'll take you to abroad. I'll take you to Canada. I'll buy an airplane for you. The person doesn't have a bicycle. It says we'll buy an airplane for you. At least, you have to love yourself first before you can love others. The person, you understand quatrika? My good friend. You understand quatrika? Eh? Somebody that doesn't have anything. Eh? Quatrequa. Eh? You are empty. You don't have tin in it. You say, I will build a house for you. You understand? At least build one for yourself. Then I will have confidence that you can build one for me too. Are you here? I said I'm teaching. Say your will. Is the church growing in his will? Are you growing in your decision making? We must grow. Are you here?
Small fight that came. You know, it happened at home. You are married. Small fight. Say small fight.
You said you are leaving the marriage. Wrong decision.
Small misunderstanding. You are leaving your peaceful marriage. That the person will look at your face and give you pocket money. He will be paying school fees. He will be pushing you and buying dresses, hair for you, and things and all that. And small understanding, you have forgotten that, look, Brazilian hair is expensive. You have forgotten. You have forgotten that, look, dresses. All these things, you have forgotten. And then you left. And now, you are feeling the heat. Who knows what I'm talking about? Your rent, you have to pay it all by yourself. At least, before now you share. Can I tell you something? One time, a certain lady said, is leaving the husband. Hello? So I'll continue with the story. So, and I said, why do you want to leave your husband? And it says the husband is chasing other women. Hello? Should I continue with the story? Okay. So, I said, this is not good at all. But, I will suggest that you stay. And trust God that the man will change one day. It's better. Look at what I said. Are you listening? It's better for you to be the number one than you coming out and you go and be number two somewhere, or number three, or number four or five. So just be number one. So people will be number two, three, four, five. Won't you count?
Six, seven,
eight, nine, ten. Are you here?
Yes.
The lady didn't listen.
Got angry. No.
Then she divorced her husband. The last time I checked, he was dating some small girl, small boy. And a small boy is married with his nice, slim lady. Who is losing? I said, who is losing?
Are you here? Am I giving you wisdom here? Yes, you may not like this, but it's the truth. Your anger is destroying things. And it's making you take wrong decisions.
Autonable transfer. Oh, you're number one. And I'm a boy.
But the man, don't misinterpret me. I'm not saying that.
You be careful because I know you bad.
I'm not saying that. Let's be gallivanting.
Are you here?
But I'm giving good counsel to somebody.
You understand? Yeah.
But now, because she didn't think about all these things, that look. And yet then I will feel him, Beba, one day.
Your feeling will come.
What the back on you?
Hello?
Because the person is too emotional. You see, he wants to just execute. He wants to just execute.
Yes. And he's still single. Yes. But a guy broke her heart and then was looking for another person and fall into another wrong hands. Yes. So you will be falling into wrong hands. Are you here? What are you going to do with this counsel? You can take it or you leave it. Are you here? Very important. Are we growing? Are we growing?
The last but not the least,
growing in your emotion. Amen. Growing in our what? Growing in our what? You see, the emotion is how we express our feelings. Are you here?
Yeah.
Can I announce to you that, you see, some of you, it's because of you not growing in your emotion. That is why things have delayed for you.
Yeah.
Amen? Yeah. Everybody likes people who are
happy.
Hello? The men, don't you like ladies who are happy? They are happy? Hello, hello, the men, are you not? Don't you like ladies who are happy? The ladies, don't you like a man that is flexible, that you can play with? Hello? Wabangbeka se eyi. Busum. Busum. Eye emotions. Hello? Eye emotions. The way we say. You know Kasakrana. But you see, and your emotions. You know, Kasana was stressful. And you see emotions. And you see emotions. Which one do you want? Which one do you want to operate in? They are playing with you. Be playful small. Be playful small. And then, oh, yeah, director, well, do you remember what be the fear? So, oh, yeah, director, sir. I'm preaching. Amen. Are you here? Yeah. Those are the back. Am I preaching to you?
Yes.
It is the word entering. It's a blessing. Go home, kakra. Go home, kakra. Hello? Listen, when you go, if your spouses are not here, tell them that please go to Prophet Jones K. Cosina Facebook page. The message is there. Please listen to everything. You say, you are not bendable. Your emotions. Why you won't change me? You done no crowd on the your emotions. Emotions. You didn't suck out crowd and won't respond. Your emotions. Your emotions. Also for your emotions. They say emotions, pa. And now who they are meeting? Emotions. Yes. You're done in our own done. Uncafe. Uncafe. Obutai. Hey! Osofu says obutai. Undani. Emotions. Are you here?
Yeah.
You see, so, you see, if you are not expressive, people will start running away from you because they cannot tell what you are thinking. They cannot tell. Yes. One day, a lady who is angry at the husband, and the husband, they were in bed. You know, the husband happened to be in trouble. When he's there, he will not, he'll be looking at the husband's side. The husband will ask, are you okay? Then, this is a true story. Then
The husband asked. The husband asked. You know, is everything okay?
You continue. Continue.
Is everything okay?
Continue. You continue. So one day, the husband was moving. Say movement.
Then the woman just
took her hand down to the pillow like this. And the man thought that, for the very first time, the woman has moved a little. At least is expressing herself. At least there's a move. There's a move. Then he said, the woman pulled a knife. Satabaya. Wanted to stab him. Is that also the one who cried? You know. Then he ran away. Came out naked. A man running. Yes. This is a true story. You can't tell. Hello? Are you here? You going home? Be expressive. You see, God wants us to be expressive. Even God. You understand? He wants us to express our emotions. Worship is about expressing how you feel about God. How you feel about God. Yes. So when you come to church, you see, there are some people, when they come to church, I can easily tell that they are not expressive at all. When they are in home, they are not expressive. You know, they are worshiping. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy. You are wonderful. You are.
Oh Lord.
Then you get some people. This is, you have to express. You are wonderful.
You are worthy. Oh Lord, you are wonderful. You are worthy. Oh, you're wonderful.
He's expressing. Hello? Is it some, when we come to church, is it the way we do in church? That's what actually happens. That's what happens there. Yeah. Yeah. It's not like the person is gentle. It's not gentle. Yeah. San or yo. Because unexpressive. Yes. Unexpressive. Yes. Even God wants us to express. Yeah. Are you here? It is my prayer that the church will grow in this dimension. I said the church will grow in this dimension.
Amen.
I said the church will grow in this dimension.
Amen.
Growing in the mind.
Yes.
Growing in your decision making.
Yes, Lord.
Growing also in your emotions.
Amen.
It will bring stability to the church.
Yes, Lord.
It will bring harmony to the church.
Yes.
It will bring even numerical growth to the church. Because our attitudes are taking people from the church. Yes. Because we are not growing. Yeah. And God wants us to grow. Are you listening to me? God wants us to grow. Yes.
It will affect the church. It will affect our homes. Yes. It will affect our relationship.
Yes.
It's like there will be growth. Everything around us will just be blossoming because we have grown. Be being higher, Bim. You may be higher. My sister. Am I be how at it? She be able to go. Fatun chain. We're jawing today. Yamie deliver. We're jawa out there. Ebia or no, 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 whether we're correct man and answer, who were correct, I'm obi. Denisa. But we susa 19 years, put a susu. Are you here? Move forward. Grow. In Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you for your time. Join Prophet Jones Kosina at God's Haven Ministries every Friday at 7 p.m. and on Sundays at 8 a.m. Locate the church at Sampa Valley near Brookville Hotel off the Malam Kasua Road. For more information, call 020-655-3248. Follow our Facebook pages, Prophet Jones Kosina and God's Haven Ministries. Visit our website, www.godshavenglobal.org. See you. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing.